I'm not really sure what, if something tells me if he copies the stuff from the older All-Star link into the newer one, but I think the config files have changed a little bit, so you may want to, like, get rid of all the comments and bolts and, like, see what it's really setting. And then kind of just, Frankenstein a good one there, your rpt.conf, and then your simple USB. I think, I think you said you're using simple USB. That's what I'm using, too. There's that other thing I can't remember the name of, but I didn't have to do that. With the board, I think there was also, not to your mind, I've never run on an ASL2, so I couldn't tell you how that went, but with the ASL3 stuff, there's like also the programming you got to do to set the frequency of the tone. I think you already went through all that. And then on the simple USB side, there's some tricks to get the COS and PTT working. I had to do, I kind of fumbled with that for a little while. The instructions weren't exactly correct, but with some help from Sean, I figured it out. It was okay to be